Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. A Legionnaires outbreak in Harlem has claimed a third life, and all 67 people have been diagnosed since July 25th, with at least 21 having to be hospitalized.
Legionnaires is not spreadable from person to person, but rather through air particles from cooling towers.
Some people are more predisposed to the disease, especially if you're over 50, if you smoke, if you have emphysema or COPD, so your risk factor increase, so you're more likely to succumb to the disease.
Dr. Michael Aziz of Lenox Hospital says it might be mistaken for a summer cold, but it's a severe form of pneumonia causing cough, fever, chills, and difficulty breathing. Health officials say it is treatable thanks to antibiotics. The outbreak's been contained to five Harlem zip codes, 10027, 3035, 37, and 39. Christy Kalishian, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Harlem.
Violence claims the life of yet another teenager in New York City. This time, a 14-year-old identified as Angel Mendez was stabbed to death in Williamsbridge Oval Park in Norwood, the Bronx. A 17-year-old was wounded. Exactly what happened is not yet clear. So far, no arrests. Another stabbing in the subway. This happened around 6 p.m. yesterday at the 8th Avenue and West 23rd Street stop in Chelsea, where a 25-year-old woman was attacked as she walked down the stairs. In fact, she was stabbed in the back. Police say this appears to have been random. The woman is expected to be okay. So far, no arrest. A North Bayshore man now in the hospital after cops say he came at police with a sword. They also say it was the suspect, 33-year-old Joseph Restiano, who had called 911 and was threatening to hold people hostage. Turns out there were no hostages, but Suffolk County Police Commissioner Kevin Catalina says Restiano did have a weapon.
The officers immediately instruct the individual to drop the weapon, at which point he unsheathes the sword and starts advancing on the officers. They again instruct him to drop the weapon. At this point, one of the officers deploys his taser. It continues to advance at our officers, at which time they fire their weapons.
Restiano, who has a history of mental illness, was shot at least once and is now at South Shore University Hospital. Patterson City Councilman Luis Velez has been arrested. This is for allegedly setting off a fire alarm in the basement of City Hall last September. No word why. He's now charged with creating a false public alarm and is scheduled for a court appearance on August 22nd. Another rally today, this time outside Clinton Park Stables on Manhattan's West Side. That's after another carriage horse collapsed on the street and died. It happened after the animal was working on a day where the air quality in New York City was at a dangerous level.
Animal advocates are calling on City Hall to end carriage horse rides for good.
Who the heck wants to come to New York City and see this?
That is after Lady, a carriage horse riding in Central Park, suddenly collapsed and died in the street. It comes less than 24 hours since Carla Mohan was rallying with Staten Islanders calling for an end to this type of business.
How we are treating our animals reflects how we are doing as humans in society.
But Christina Hansen, a New York City carriage driver, says Lady was in good health and had a short work day.
Lady did not die because she was a carriage horse. She died because she was a horse, because she's alive.
Animal advocates say this is animal cruelty happening in the heart of the city. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
A lost cat now back home with her family after being rescued by several Good Samaritans from the edge of an overpass on the Gowanus Expressway. That was at 38th Street. Stephanie Ibarra is a volunteer for Sunset Park Cats who saw video of the kitty on the Citizen app. She tells 1010 when she happened to be in a car at the time in Williamsburg.
You know, my partner was driving and I was like, we're going to make a quick stop on the highway. There's this cat stuck. And, you know, my partner was just like, are you mad? Like, how are we going to stop in the middle of the highway?
Rose Martin, who heads Sunset Park Cats, also headed to the scene.
I was already on my way in the car and I hopped out with a blanket and a carrier because this has actually happened before, that cats have fallen off the BQE. And my plan was to have the people watching hold the blanket out like in an old-timey movie.
Van Ibarra says,
we all just worked together to kind of corner her, and you know, someone else ended up grabbing her and I took my shirt off and, you know, kind of just wrapped her in my shirt.
The gray-colored kitty was taken to Verg Brooklyn, which is an emergency vet. Her microchip revealed her to be a 3-year-old named Juno, who has since been reunited with her owner. A lot of people in New York City have pets, right? But it turns out we are way down the list of pet-friendly cities in the U.S., 95th overall. And Wallet Hub's Chip Lupo telling 1010 Winds that's mostly because of how expensive it is.
Where New York struggle, as you might expect, in it's 93rd in pet budget. Now that covers things such as veterinary costs, where New York is 89th.
Yeah, we also rank low when it comes to the availability of homes suitable for dogs specifically, as well as the number of pet supply stores, for which New York was among the lowest per capita. On the flip side, pet walkability, the availability of dog parks, and the quality of care from veterinarians all were ranked pretty high in New York City. Scottsdale, Arizona was ranked number one overall for pets, followed by Tampa, Cincinnati, Vegas, and Portland, Oregon. Newark came in at number 81. Boston was 99th. The worst was Honolulu, coming in last place at 100. It was 2 weeks ago, you'll remember, when Nassau County declared rabies an imminent public threat and warned residents to keep your pets away from wildlife. That was after the county identified some 25 rabid animals since last summer, 22 of them this year. Well, now it appears the problem is becoming an issue in Suffolk County as well, with health officials confirming a 7th rabid raccoon, this one in Deer Park. The first 6 were in Amityville. The county says the most recent raccoon was found on July 29th and had no contact with either people or pets. If you simply cannot wait until the fall for that pumpkin-flavored whatever, you're in luck.
It's the Great Pumpkin. He's rising up out of the pumpkin patch.
He is indeed. Krispy Kreme is joining the chains, rolling out their pumpkin offerings in August, with a variety of pumpkin donuts being added to the menu on August 11th. Dunkin's pumpkin menu goes live on the 20th, Starbucks on the 26th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.